Once upon a time, there was a podcast. It was the prettiest podcast in all the land. And this podcast was about media bias. Yay!
Okay. Today, we're going to be talking about media bias. What is media bias, you might ask? Well, I'm going to tell you. Media bias is a political bias in journalistic reporting, in programming selection, or otherwise in mass communications media. Many different people view the media. Our topic for this podcast will be how media bias affects different age groups and how they react to media bias.
So I'm going to talk about how media bias is affected through TV shows and news channels. And some news channels that do have media bias in them are CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, and MSNBC. And some major newspapers and radios also have media bias. So along with all of these, they really affect like older generation people because mostly older people watch the news. So that's how like older people are affected by media bias. So just watch out when you watch those news channels because they do have media bias.
The median age of the Fox News and MSNBC viewer was 65 in 2017, which is considered to be a senior citizen. These news stations base their stories and interpretations on the audience that they receive. Most Americans get news from social media, even though the accuracy is in question. In the past, national evening news programs and local evening news programs and the front pages of print newspapers were mostly dominated by reporting stories as factual reports. Now, however, many sources are eventually dominated by opinion pieces.
Media may affect voting and beliefs if they inject bias into coverage of political candidates, such as if they were reporting more positive or and less negative news about Democratic candidates, then viewers that are Democratic would watch them and not hear the other news about Republican candidates that they might like to hear. Or they may state bad, like biased facts about the Republicans, maybe stretching the truth a little bit, leading the viewers to not like those candidates and have a biased opinion and basing their votings off of the news and the viewers that could lead to biased political elections.
Many of the problems we have with media bias is that it affects different age groups, mostly teenagers who are about to vote and don't know what Democrat, Republican means. Many of these kids look at news, which can be either more biased towards liberals or conservatives, and it may persuade them to vote a certain way without knowing all the facts. Some teenagers may look at propaganda by liberal or conservative politicians, or they may look at websites such as CNN or MSNBC News or Fox News and be persuaded to vote more liberal or conservative.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned more about media bias and how it affects different age groups. We'll catch you next time on LAKJ News, where we are not biased.